The tongue is really considered a window to the body's internal organs. In Chinese medicine, tongue reading is an important diagnostic method to assess a person's health. If you have a really thin or atrophied tongue, it could suggest that you've got some deficiencies. Look at your tongue. You might be surprised. It might be telling you that you have poor digestion issues. What does a healthy tongue look like?
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. So good to spend this time with you. Thank you for spending your precious time with me. I am blown away at just where everyone listens from the United States, of course, to Australia, to Canada, Romania, the Philippines, Brazil, the UK, Germany, India, New Zealand, Finland, Russia, Thailand, and more. Like, I just want to give an awesome, like, high five shout out to you. Thank you for joining me on this journey of the Visibly Fit Podcast. This is so fun. I really appreciate you tuning in. And that is a blessing to see how many are enjoying this podcast. So thanks for giving a rating and a review and sharing it with those that you care about. But if you are listening live time today, it is Earth Day. And so I just want to say happy Earth Day. It is year 54 that we are recognizing Earth Day and celebrating Earth Day. And maybe you don't celebrate Earth Day or even recognize it, but I want to bring it up because, man, we want to leave this world a better place for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands. And so how are we doing that? And maybe you're not right now. Maybe you're doing a great job at it. I'm doing an okay job. We could get better at it. And so this is a reminder for myself and my husband to even get better in certain areas. But you can reduce your carbon footprint in so many different ways from, eating a whole food plant-based lifestyle. That's right. You reduce your carbon footprint. And if you don't believe me, go to your favorite search engine and look it up. I promise it's massively reduced when you're not eating meat. You can reduce your carbon footprint, obviously, by, doing a, ride share or riding your bicycle or getting a hybrid car. It's kind of up to you on that deal. We still have gas guzzlers, so we're not there yet. But composting is a great way to reduce your carbon footprint. Recycling, of course. There's so many different ways. And so if you're not doing that, today is a good day to kind of reconsider and figure out what's a good way that we can, and that I can make an even better impact on this world. And so we have to be intentional. And every little step that we take actually does make a big difference. It all adds up. I know you're just one person, just like I am. But if we continue to, make big, even small steps every day, they add up to big steps that make a big impact in this world and can make our world better for not just us as human beings, but for the animals and, the air pollution, all the things. So, consider that. Consider what can you do different today that would leave this world better? So there it is. Happy Earth Day. Had to acknowledge that for sure today. All right. Well, we are going to be talking about the tongue. We're going to be talking about tongue reading. Yes, tongue. T-O-N-G-U-E, tongue reading. Because in Chinese medicine, tongue reading is an important diagnostic method to assess a person's health. I mean, yes, also in Western medicine, because I know you've been to the doctor and they take the tongue, the presser thing and they put it on your tongue and they say, say, ah, you know, you're like, ah, they want to look at your tongue. They want to look, of course, past your tongue into your tonsils, but they want to look at your tongue. And so the tongue is really considered a window to the body's internal organs, and it can provide valuable, like really valuable information about your overall health and your well-being. So open up your mouth and say, it is time to assess the tongue. Yes, I don't know how often you look at your tongue, but it's important to check it out on a daily basis. You know, even dentists take a look at your tongue, or they should. If they're not looking at your tongue, then I suggest going to a different dentist, because the tongue really does offer great clues for diagnosis. Now, what do we look for with the tongue? The tongue, well, you're looking for color, you're looking for shape, you're looking for the coating, you know, the different coating and the color of coating on the tongue, and you're also looking for the moisture. So you're looking at those four things. Now, the color of the tongue can really indicate the condition of different organs. For example, a pale or bluish tongue indicates what? This is kind of like a no-brainer. If it's kind of bluish, it's indicating that there's no flow. There's not enough blood flow, that there is a deficiency in energy, right? There's some sort of a wedge, if you will, of keeping the flow of blood happening. And so your tongue will tell you that if it's not red or pink in nature. And it really should be more of a pinkish, like a healthy pinkish color, not real red, because a real red tongue indicates that maybe you've got inflammation or you've got lots of excess heat in your body. So again, a lot of people think, oh, it should have a really red tongue. No, it should be more like pinkish, really fresh looking. That's kind of a weird, a weird word to use, but fresh, pink. Yeah, like healthy. So think of that when you're looking at your tongue. You also want to look at the shape and the size. So, tongues come in all shapes and sizes, right? But the tongue shape can really provide insights into different conditions of specific organs as well. Like a swollen tongue can indicate like dampness or fluid retention. And also even a tongue that has like that's swollen and has like teeth, it looks like teeth kind of indentions on the side. It can tell us that there's, it's an indicator of poor digestion. Okay. So look at your tongue. You might be surprised. It might be telling you that you have poor digestion issues. Now, if you have a really thin or atrophied tongue, it could suggest that you've got some deficiencies going on with different organs and different nutrients for those organs, right? So we really want to look at that and take an assessment of our tongue. Now, my mom has what's known as geographic tongue, and it is really wild to look at. Like it does look like a road map, and that's why they call it geographic tongue. Like it's got these grooves, like deep grooves. It's just the weirdest thing, but all throughout the tongue, and it's pretty sensitive to citrus especially, but tomatoes, citrus, that kind of thing, or like tomato sauce. But what it says is that she has gut issues and that she has inflammation in her body and psoriasis, if you will. And so she could have some oral inflammation, you know, overall inflammation in the body, but she doesn't have, it's a benign diagnosis. She doesn't have oral cancer or anything like that. So you might have geographic tongue. You might look at it and go, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? Well, it could be a few different indicators, but again, major inflammation in the body is a big indicator, and that you've got gut issues. So that's usually what that tongue is telling you. I'm thinking about shapes and sizes of tongues, and I mean, oh my gosh, getting inside my head is a scary thought. So I think of Gene Simmons from the band Kiss. Don't ask me why, but I guess shapes and sizes. But you know, he cut that tendon thing, the connector, I don't even know what it's called, under the tongue so that it could be elongated. But I'm thinking of his tongue for some reason because it's a different shape and size. Yeah. So there you go. Welcome to my mind. But anyway, what size is your tongue? Is it kind of, you know, thick? Is it kind of flat? Does it have a pointy tip? Is it a flat tip? Is it thin? I mean, it's really fascinating when you look at shapes and sizes of the tongue and how it's an indication of what's going on inside your body. Now, the coating on the tongue is something that you might have seen multiple times, especially when you're sick, but the coating on the tongue is actually important as well. It can reveal information about the digestive system and just overall, just your body condition overall. Okay. So like a thick white coating, it is usually an indication of the presence of phlegm and dampness, right? So you may, again, have seen that when you've been sick. So you want to scrape the tongue. You want to brush the tongue. Maybe you don't brush your tongue. You should brush your tongue. Also the inside of your cheeks and up on the roof of your mouth. Yes, you should definitely brush all your mouth, not just your teeth. If no one's told you that, there you go. I'm telling you that. Brush your tongue. But it is also, again, it's an awareness of what's going on with your body. Now, if you have like a yellow coating, it suggests that you've got infection in your body and that you've got lots of heat in your body. Okay. Now, what does a healthy tongue look like? A healthy tongue is like a pinkish pink, fresh kind of tongue. It's kind of a weird word to use, but it's fresh looking. It's supple. It's moist, but it's not too moist, but it's not dry. It is, there's no cracks. There's no geographic tongue. No, there's no cracks whatsoever. And there is a thin white coating on it. So that is normal. Some people may not have a coating at all, but a thin white coating is normal. Okay. So if you're looking at your tongue and you're like, uh-oh, I have a coating, don't worry about it. It's pretty normal to have that. Now, regarding moisture, if you have a lot of moisture on the tongue, it's really an indication that maybe you've got excess fluids, you're hanging on to fluids, right? Which is kind of a no-brainer, understanding that, oh, okay, a dry tongue is an indicator of a deficiency in fluids, you're probably dehydrated. So, but even, you know, acknowledging and understanding that, oh, my tongue is telling me that I'm dehydrated or I'm hanging on to fluids. So it'll tell you that as well. And going back to like the cracks, you may have ulcers or just abnormalities on that tongue. And that can really indicate specific health issues as well. Now, remember I was talking about that geographic tongue, those deep cracks. It can really indicate that there is a deficiency, and they call it a yin deficiency. And so that is that nourishing, cooling, moistening aspect of your body. That's what yin is, okay? And then if you have more of ulcers, it could be that suggestion that you have more heat or infection, okay? So that's just a couple little ideas, thinking about tongue diagnoses. And, you know, when you go to someone who's practicing Chinese medicine or even Western medicine for that matter, they're not just looking at the tongue, right? We know that. They're taking your temperature. They're looking in your ears. They're doing all kinds of things, listening to your heart rate. So it's more than just your tongue. But if you are, you know, in the mirror and you want to do like your own self-assessment, it's a good idea. It gives you a good kind of foundation, a good, kind of understanding of where you are. And if it looks kind of out of the question, then you could say, oh my gosh, I think I really need to look into this a little bit more and find a trained practitioner so that you can, you know, get past the ailments that your muscle, this tongue, is telling you that you are dealing with. So this tongue tells us a lot. And it is also, you know, the tongue is life and death is in the power of that tongue, right? So our words, they speak life or death over our body. Our bodies are listening at the cellular level. And there's just a lot of awesomeness with this tongue that we have. I mean, it is a very powerful muscle. I mean, it really, really is. So I wanted to share something with you, actually, because my husband and I were reading in Mark the other day, the book of Mark, and we were reading, let's see, it was Mark 7:32, and it says, a deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay hands on the man to heal him. But Jesus led him away from the crowd so that they could be alone. He put his fingers in the man's ears, and then, spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and he said, Ephatha, which means be opened. Instantly, the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed so he could speak plainly. And it says, Jesus told the crowd not to tell anyone, but the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news. They were completely amazed and said again and again, everything he does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who cannot speak. Wow. Okay. Just wow. So as I'm sharing about the tongue, I wanted to just share a little bit about where I went with this, because I'm like, wow, okay, Lord, you are so amazing. And just the miraculous healings that Jesus did. And I just wanted to know a little bit more about just the healing power of maybe saliva, right? And Jesus's saliva on this man's tongue. And I want to tell you too about the tongue before I get to this. So the Chinese medicine map of the tongue that is an indicator of maybe an organ that might be in need of some assistance if that part of the tongue is looking a little funky. it's a map that I wanted to explain to you. So on the tip of your tongue, it indicates the muscle, the organ, the heart, the very tip of the tongue. Right behind that is where the lungs and the colon are indicated. Right behind that, in the center, kind of front and center, not the back and center, but it's the pancreas, the spleen, and the stomach. Now, the center back is the large and small intestine. And then at the very, very back of the muscle of the tongue is the kidneys and the adrenals. Now, on the sides of the tongue, on both sides, is the gallbladder and the liver. Those are the indicators of maybe some issues that might be going on there, the liver and the gallbladder. So hang on to that thought. Hang on to that picture as I share this. So I wanted to do a little research on saliva and why. I mean, you know, we shouldn't question the Lord, but I was just curious, like, why saliva? And I just want to learn more. So anyway, I was doing a little research and I went to the National Library of Medicine and was reviewing about saliva and wound healing. Okay. Now, we don't know why this man had a speech impediment. It could have been a brain injury, could have been just nervous system issues, could have been, just a weak tongue muscle, a throat weakness, could have been a damaged tongue on some sort, could have been an injury, could have been wounds, could have had ulcers. I mean, I don't know, but he had a speech impediment. And so I'm just curious about this saliva thing, right? So I'm going to read this to you the best I can. It's kind of heady, but I want you to read it from what I was looking at here. It says, excuse me, it says oral wounds heal faster and with less scar formation than skin wounds. One of the key factors involved is saliva, which promotes wound healing in several ways. So wounds in the mouth, they heal quicker, right? I'm sure you've noticed that with maybe a little fever blister or, you know, you bite your tongue, whatever, bite your lip, it heals quicker. But saliva creates a humid environment, thus improving the survival and functioning of inflammatory cells that are crucial for wound healing. In addition, saliva contains several proteins which play a role in the different stages of wound healing. Saliva contains substantial amounts of tissue factor, which dramatically accelerates blood clotting. Subsequently, epidermal growth factor in saliva promotes the proliferation of epithelial cells and secretory lycocytes. Protease inhibitor inhibits the tissue degrading activity of enzymes like elastase and trypsin. Absence of these protease inhibitors delays oral wound healing. Histidines in vitro promote wound closure by enhancing cell spreading and cell migration, but do not stimulate cell proliferation. All right, hang with me. We're almost done. A synthetic variant of histidine exhibits a 1,000-fold higher activity than linear histidine, which makes this variant a promising agent for the development of a new wound healing medication. Conclusively, we're almost done. Recognition of the many roles that saliva plays, proteins play in wound healing makes saliva a promising source for the development of new drugs involved in tissue regeneration. Yeah, I feel like kind of just dropping the mic on that because I was thinking about Jesus's spit, right? And how he is just so pure and whole and I mean, he's the Lord, right? And I mean, he could have healed him anyway, but he used his spit. And so I was thinking about the wholeness and the proteins in his spit that on this man's tongue maybe helped to, whatever. He can heal him in an instant no matter what. But I'm just saying, his saliva on this man's tongue, and it allowed him to have an for his tongue to be opened, right? Ephatha, be opened. And I was thinking about it too, about not just the proteins in his saliva with this other man's saliva for the interaction, for that healing to occur, but also I wondered, and I want you to just kind of think about this for yourself. But I wondered, the tip of the tongue is the heart, the organ of the heart. What if, because I'm imagining that he put that saliva, that Jesus put saliva on the tip of his tongue. I can't imagine he put it all the way back in his tongue, but on the tip of his tongue, which is his heart. So be opened. So what if this man's heart needed to be opened as well to fully believe and receive the healing? I don't know. It just seemed very profound and pretty awesome when I was just doing the research and God gave me that. So take it however you want to, but I thought that was pretty cool. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to this episode. And I hope you'll check out your tongue and pay it a little more attention and recognize that it does have more use than just talking and eating, we use it for all kinds of things, right? Get things out of our teeth. We use it all kinds of ways, but it also has great benefits to give us clues to diagnose what might be going on with our body. So hopefully you have a healthy, pale pink, supple tongue with no cracks and it's just the right moistness. But if you don't, and you've got certain indicators, then it's time to take care of what your body is really telling you. So again, our body tells us what it needs. We just need to give it the attention it deserves. So if you are looking for a way to get healthy and well in mind, body, spirit, emotions, you know what I'm going to say? Go to getvisiblyfit.com. This is your time. I would love and be honored to take you through your next stage of health and healing. And we have an incredible group. We have an incredible program. And I've seen healing after healing, and it's so exciting. So if you are ready to take your health into your own hands and step up and do the work and make the investment, then go to getvisiblyfit.com. I'm here to answer any questions that you may have. But thank you again for tuning into this episode. I appreciate you, and share this with others if you were impacted in any way. All right, God bless, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.